The golden rule says you should treat others the way you want to be treated. But an unfortunate truth is that idea doesn't account for the driving power of wanting to prove someone wrong or get even. Media moguls Vince McMahon and Ted Turner turned the 90s cable airwaves into an open war zone of professional wrestling with millions of fans. The global superpowers of the 20th century even threw down to be the first to send a man to the moon, just as a flex. There are stories where people crash and burn in perceived mutual hatred, too. Like naturalist Charles Waterton humiliating himself trying to bring down American birding icon James Audubon. But that's the beauty of beef. It's funny, it's dark, it's humanity in a nutshell. And it's a triple gold signal award-winning show from Next Chapter Podcasts. I'm Bridget Todd. Join me as I serve up the juiciest rivalries you've never heard of. Listen to Beef wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not well.
I've been concerned since the moment I heard the news. I've thought of no one but you.
This is bad. It's really bad. Because who's going to be there when Britney Spears is on that pole spinning around and telling her, like, okay, we're good. We got the shot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Britney Spears is getting divorced. Sam Asghari is like already blackmailing her to give him more money, or he's going to release statements or something that's really bad, which I'm like, do your worst. Like, we already, everything that could possibly be happening there, we already take to know is like actually happening in her house.
First of all, I need you to take a breath. You are spinning like a top.
No, I really
need you to
am.
Calm I... down, come back to earth. She's going to be all right.
I don't
She's
think that she
be
is.
All right.
That's
She's
the thing.
She's going to be all right.
Dominic, did you see the video where that man was licking her thigh?
Was licking. I missed that one. No.
She's like, then she's like, I'm out with my guys. And it's like her and seven men, like, which I'm assuming are like old backup dancers. But the one guy just starts like licking her up and down the side of her body. Like, we're about to see something. Like, we're about to see what we thought was crazy was her doing the little dance videos in her house alone. Like, we ain't seen nothing yet.
That's an hors d'oeuvre.
Yes. That was her being tame.
By the way, we haven't identified who we're speaking about. True listeners who may not know, we are speaking, of course, of Judi Dench. Yes. It's been a mess.
I said Britney Spears is getting divorced.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah, you don't listen to me whenever I talk.
Well, we should leave that joke in, though, because why not?
Because why not?
Wait, so getting back to the Brit split. I want to know.
How dare you?
Excuse me?
Dear God, the Brit split continues.
Brit split. First of all, I mean, the news of them splitting up shocked the world.
It did.
The world that we live on, but perhaps another planet where everyone's blind and deaf. Maybe they thought that this was going to be some sort of Paul Newman, Joanne Woodward lifelong marriage. Literally no one saw this ending any other way. Maybe they didn't see it ending so soon, but good Lord.
Well, a lot of people like believe that he is like planted from her family. Like a lot of, because they met on a music video, like he was the hot guy that was like in the music video that she was like seducing. So a lot of people believe that he was like a plant from her family. And the fact that they got married was like, this is all like a QAnon conspiracy theory, but like that he basically was like the last line of defense, like for them to like keep her under wraps.
Wow.
And then she went free. And now that they're, now that she's free, like it's crumbling.
This is like Game of Thrones. I mean, this is truly what is going on. Except it's a really trashy version of Game of Thrones. It's like Game of Bales of Hay or some shit like that. It's a very southern Game of Thrones.
Well, did you see like the pictures of, well, you did see because Tom Chacho sent them to both of us, but the pictures of her like coming out of whatever the hell, like chicken factory that place was, where she's
braless. She's in
braless.
Her braless.
She's like barefoot again, like basically like it's like the pocket peekers going into the bathroom of the gas station all over again.
She is, I don't think she's unraveling, though. I don't think this is 2009. I think
this is just who she is. She's just this. Like, this is her. However, am I concerned? Yes.
I mean, you should be, because who was taking all of those stripper pole videos that she was posting the day before
The
divorce was announced?
Truly. Who was taking those pictures?
Amanda Bynes, probably.
No, but like, really, though. And I don't want to like make fun of her too much, but like, we're about to like, we're on the precipice of utter chaos on her Instagram account.
She is, but she's coming out with new music. Isn't that what we've also heard? One of the other stories leaking through everything now is like that she is planning to do
another album.
Oh, I think really? So, yeah. Well, like, trust me, I would prank you about many things. Never information about Britney. It would be too cruel.
It would be. Does she have to recoup the money from like all the money he's about to take from her? Probably.
I really have no idea. I don't know what their prenup is. I mean, they weren't married for a very long time. Do you think every famous person who was at that wedding is pissed?
No,
because
they didn't care.
You know, carving out time in a normal person's schedule is annoying, but they flew from all over the world. I mean, I guess that shot was worth it.
They didn't fly from all over the world. It was her. Paris Hilton lives in LA.
Madonna, Donatella.
Yeah, all over the world. No, thank you. Selena Gomez.
Oh God, Selena was there, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was there.
Imagine you go to Britney Spears' wedding and then you go to work and you're working with Martin Short. You're just surrounded by insanity at all times.
I know. It's crazy. Just like think about that. And she's like so like straight laced and just very like normal. Like, do you know what I mean? She's just like, I'm amongst like the biggest freak shows alive.
Yeah. I mean, how did Selena Gomez get here? She's like the Marilyn Munster of all of show business. It's like, look at her and you're like, what are you doing here? Like, you're too normal and boring for all of this.
The Wizards of Waverly Place. Barney. Maybe you've heard of it. Barney.
Oh, I have heard of them. Wait, Barney?
He was on Barney.
Oh, I didn't know that. I did not know that.
As like truly like a 5-year-old kid.
I did not know that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But all this to say, I'm very nervous for Britney. Like, we are about to, and this is the other thing, is like her memoir is like an asteroid, like just... It's like Armageddon. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's an asteroid like careening towards Earth on like, it's like, don't look up. Do you know what I mean? Like, that memoir is going to come out and people, and the world is going to be rocked to its core.
I will they though at this point?
It's about to be the most unhinged thing. All we're going to talk about is that book for like weeks and weeks and weeks. Spare by Harry, Prince Harry is going to be pale in comparison to the amount of media coverage that it's going to get.
I think that, I'm curious to see like in what voice the book will be presented. Like, I could only imagine like the people
I had thought about
this
it today.
Book
I was like, is
will probably
it
go.
Be-
they're yeah. going to go on like a 9-month vacation when they're done translating Britney Spears to English.
Yeah, that's the thing is I'm like, is it going to be her voice? And I was like, there's no way. Like, there's just no way.
What is that? I don't believe that she has one. And by the way, that's why. We haven't done her on this. We haven't fixed her on this podcast yet because she's, I mean, I think genuinely mentally compromised.
Yes.
And I don't know, you know, I mean, the way to fix someone like that is to get them medical
like,
attention.
Yes. It's like,
but,
it's good.
But there's
it's
no
quite
fun
easy.
In that.
Yeah. There's no fun in that. And it's not funny. That's the other thing. People always ask us like, do Kanye West, do these people? And I'm like, that I can't make that funny. Like, we want this podcast to be funny. We've done a few where we were like, let's do this person. And then we're like, this wasn't funny at all because it was just really dark and sad. And so it's.
You guys do better with your suggestions.
Like,
do better.
I don't know. I will say that we could do Britney like after the memoir comes out. Because it's all that anyone's going to be talking about. I would do it then because that's a time to strike.
By the way, a programming note, and speaking of listeners suggesting who and what we should fix, I think over the past 2 months, we have gotten no greater request than to fix the Max series, Just Like That, which we will be doing next week. We will be doing next week because by the time the next podcast tapes/airs, the finale for season two will have aired. I will tell you that I have been binging season two in preparation because the only time I'd watched an episode was episode four when Chris was at my house
and put a blanket over my head.
Made everyone watch episode four. So
and then put thankfully a blanket
the only
over
good
head.
Thing about my having, I'm glad I watched it because now I can skip over it when I'm binging, but I am binging this and Jesus Christ is all I can say. Jesus Francesca Christ. This is the one thing I'm going to say in advance of our And Just Like That episode. Why Carrie Bradshaw is dressed as in every scene as a colonial woman in a sanitarium.
Yes.
I don't understand who is she dressing for? Who is it all for? Who is this for?
Listen to me. They're on a train with no brakes. And there's no one driving it. They're just on a runaway train. I'm serious. Like, they are drunk with power. And, like, I'm sure HBO was like, do whatever.
It's insane.
They were like, you can do whatever you want. Like, we don't care.
It's insane. That's my
– we can't talk about it too much because we'll ruin the episode next week.
There's so much for next week.
It couldn't be more crazy. Like, Britney's Instagram and just like that same level of like insanity where you're just sitting there with your mouth open going, what am I watching right now?
Every week, Cynthia Nixon does something that makes me say, you were almost the governor of New York. Every fucking week. The nude scenes, the strap-on dildos. I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, Madam Governor, I will never not be gooped that she just went from like losing the Democratic primary to pegging someone on camera as her next gig. That's a career. That's someone with fucking choices. That's a life to be envied when you think about it.
It's beyond. Absolutely beyond. I like don't want to talk too much more about it because I just know that we're going to go so
into
it next
week.
It's going to be a barn burner. We're really going to. And like our guest, P.S., has had takes on it to me personally that are like will blow us both out of the water. So I hope you're ready. I mean, what do we do? Like, I'm just telling everyone to just brace yourselves because you're about to see insanity on Instagram at Britney Spears. Like you are. So everyone be ready. I'm nervous. I'm scared. I'm not really that excited. It's going to be a wild ride that we're about to go on.
If only Instagram was as boundary-free as Twitter was. Can you imagine what she would post?
Well, remember when she posted like those pictures of her naked in the ocean where she just put like little hearts over her nipples and her vagina?
Uh-huh.
Like that's the bare minimum we're about to get. Like I just know she's about to go fucking apeshit wild.
I mean, we've already seen her naked. Like it's not. That's the thing. At least when, you know, we've all seen Kim Kardashian naked in a million different ways, but at least every time she does it, we're getting some sort of show.
You know,
she's like balancing a dump truck on her dump truck or whatever the hell it is that she does.
It was like a champagne glass.
I heard she's very popular.
Yeah.
But whatever it is that she does every time she's naked, again, everyone's like, oh, you're naked in a different way. But Britney is like literally just wearing what appear to be dish rags up top and child's underwear at the bottom.
Yeah, it really is dish rags.
Every time she's on Insta,
is dish rags up top.
She has chosen a silhouette and is sticking with it. Literally like a Diane von Furstenberg level of this is the one look and I'm only going to have this ever.
And like, I'll never, like you'll never see me in something else.
No. No,
and
I hope she does her book tour in that same outfit, dish rag and child panties.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, does she go on the Today Show? Like, is she on the Today Show to promote this book? Like,
I hope so.
I'm titillated about. Like, what is this press tour?
Who interviews her? Who's the one that should get big interview?
Like, it should be a Diane Sawyer interview. Although
is
her
Diane
last
retired?
Diane, her last Diane Sawyer interview was like not great. That's where Diane Sawyer made her cry. So maybe that maybe it won't be Diane Sawyer. Maybe
Made her cry. I thought Matt Lauer.
It was
made
basically
her cry.
Like, aren't don't you feel bad for being a huge slut? Like, basically said right to her face, and she was like, "What?"
Diane really goes after them. She was people... also the crack is whack interviewer of Whitney, who which probably hastened her death.
People went after Diane Sawyer when it like resurfaced. People were like, "You stupid bitch!" Like they were like all over her. Because they were like, how fucking dare you say this person that's like hanging on by a thread?
And for the record, I love Diane Sawyer. I don't care who she abuses. I think she's an American treasure.
Well, I mean, Barbara Walters is dead.
Like, she is.
Like, who is it? If it's not if Diane Sawyer and Britney Spears have beef, like, who's next in line?
I don't know. Maybe
Matt
we
Lauer's
did.
Out of there. I mean, is it Gail?
But wouldn't like, Matt is Lauer
it,
be a
is
great...
Is it Gail?
I mean, probably. She's sort of like America's...
Like, she's kind of next,
preeminent
right?
now, yeah.
Or
you know
Oprah.
Who I would love to see?
Oprah. What am I saying? It should be fucking Oprah. Are
Which
we?
I'm sure they're trying to.
Drugs?
Like, you know who I would love to see interview Britney Spears? I'm not even kidding. Meredith Vieira. I want someone to pluck her out of wherever she is and be like...
Where is she?
I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, I'm not sure where... She went after the Today Show. I know her husband has an illness, and so she takes care of him like full time, and that's part of the reason that she retired.
She was like in the commercial for like the medicine that he's on. It was like osteoporosis or something. Like it was obviously worse than that, but it was something with like bones or something.
Yeah, no, it's and he's had it for a very long time, and yeah, I know really that sad. Part of the reason. But I hope that she would do the occasional job and pop out and do this only because she's just warm and she's a mom and she wouldn't. Yeah. If Britney cried, it would be. Out of gratitude, not because she was being attacked by Gail King.
Well, I mean, but if you heard that Britney Spears and Oprah were sitting down together, like we would pay, I would pay $300 to like get a live feed of it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like I would be stalking what people were doing to Taylor Swift this weekend in the Jersey Shore. I would be
Wait,
doing
we
it for
have
that
to
interview.
Talk about Taylor Swift cannibalizing New Jersey this weekend just by showing up.
Dominic, I was down in the Jersey Shore shooting a television show, and it was like as if fucking Meryl Streep was there every day. Like, it was wild. Like, people were like, I saw cars flying. It was like, people were like rabid.
I can't.
And then people would think that we were Taylor Swift, and then they would realize that we weren't, and then they would be like, ugh, and then go off to like go try to find Taylor Swift again.
I forgot that you were in the midst of shooting America's Best Parmesan for the Ethnic Cuisine Channel.
You're so stupid.
And you were down there shooting the LBI, the Parmesan, the Best Parmesan on LBI.
The Best Parmesan in Los Angeles. Yes.
It's fucking Taylor Swift goes to Jack Antonoff's wedding, and I'm watching the videos, right? First of all,
our girl was there. Our girl, Lana Del Rey, was in attendance, by the way.
I saw she was making so many deliberate cameos. I know. And everyone, there are hundreds of people outside this hotel in Long Beach Island in New Jersey because they know Taylor Swift is a guest at Jack Antonoff's wedding. And there are hundreds of people chanting Taylor, Taylor outside this building that's housing the rehearsal dinner. And there's a balcony. And all of the douchebags that were actually invited to the wedding are coming out and smoking, looking curiously at the crowd like, what are they all doing there? Isn't it ridiculous? You know what they're doing here. And they all have cameras pointed at you. What are you doing there, Lana
also,
Del
like,
Rey?
Guess we what? Yeah. Guess what they're not there for? You.
At all. It looked like a very douchey clientele at this wedding. That's all I'm going to say.
Poor Margaret Qualley. She was like, can I just have some peace? Like in my wedding. Do you know what I mean? Like she was, Andy McDowell was probably like, what the fuck is happening?
I had no idea Andy McDowell was her mother. She looks amazing.
She plays her mother in the show Maid. Like she plays her like mother who's truly out on a different planet. Like and does such a great job. That show, I don't know if you've ever seen it, is like absolutely incredible.
Only bits and pieces, but it is on my list.
It's Dominic, when you're ready to just like sob every episode because it's so good and so heartfelt and you watch her struggle. So it's such a great depiction of like someone trying to
get out of like the welfare system.
Well, I'm it in is, the middle of, I can't watch anything. I'm in the middle of binging and just like that.
And which is,
an experience that I can only describe preliminarily as an ordeal. So, I mean, this is truly,
you're going to need something in between.
A work. Yeah.
You're going to need something in between to like balance the chakras back. You know what I mean? Like
I can't wait for next week. I can't.
I'm chomping at the bit. Like we keep trying to bring it up and I'm like, we can't, cause I need
to see
the
end. We agreed. Listeners, for those of you who have begged for an end just like that, Joe, we deliberately waited until the finale because we didn't want any tricks to be pulled out of sleeves. I obviously, at the time we're recording this, the finale hasn't aired, but I do hope that Samantha returns, not just with one line, but with a flamethrower, I think is my,
I know. I'm so curious as to see like what will happen. Like it's going to be like on her face really tight. And then it's going to be like a phone going up to her ear. You know what I mean?
I mean, that said, I need 10 more seasons of this absolute.
No, well, that's the other thing is that like my friend Corey was like, I think the show's going to get canceled. Like, I think we're done. And she was like, they're wrapping it. And I was like, there's no way in hell.
Not a chance in hell.
Like, I think that they have so much control. Like, they're just allowed to do whatever they want.
No, if one of these, they will do this show until one of the actresses or characters exists
actually dies
in hospice or in an iron lung. Like they'll do it. Like this is here forever.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I think we're ready to start our, what do we call it when we fix someone? A fixation?
No.
A fixotomy? Did you say no?
No, we don't call it a fixation.
A fixotomy.
A fixotomy. I think we should start our fixotomy and
a fixectomy.
A fixectomy.
Yes, I need it to be genital in nature.
Yeah, we know. All right. Well, let's get to our fixectomy of today. Okay, you've seen his TikTok and Instagram videos that make you laugh so hard. I personally love theater kid son trying to bond with his father who like loves sports. I've watched your like Thanksgiving like football video like 9 million times. I first discovered you when you were playing Andy Cohen in Roni the Musical. It's Rocky Patera. Thank you for coming.
Hey guys. Welcome. That's me as Andy. Hi, thank you both for having me.
Thank you for
being
here.
We're so excited you're here.
You are so fun. Like, I sent your Instagram to Dominic and was like, just watch this. This is who's got, and he was like, this guy is so fucking funny.
Oh, thank you.
And I knew, and I think like most people who may not know who you are, who are hearing you here, when they Google you, they're going to know who you are just like I did. And I Yelped. Not the review. Maybe. I mean, I actually yelped like a dog when I was like, oh, I know who that is. Of course I know who that is. I think most people do. You're famous, girl.
Well, I mean, listen, I have no idea about these things. I barely ever leave my apartment. So
you have like the six Spice Girl, Clashy Spice. You have Bibbidi Tuckerware, who's like one of the people from Harry Potter. You have like, wait, who is the other one that I really laugh? Oh, you do like if Taylor Swift wrote this song and you like dress up as her with a cardigan on and like do parody Taylor Swift songs that are so funny. Like
Thanks, it really is.
Like people, if you're listening to this and remotely are like, I like someone who makes characters for the internet, go right now to his Instagram because you will be scrolling for days as I have, as I clearly from throwing three of your characters right off the top of my head.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, that's very flattering. I love Taylor Swift, so I really try to do her justice in my parody work.
Okay.
I don't want to go for the low-hanging fruit, you know. I want to do the deep cuts.
That's what this podcast is for.
Yeah.
It is hosted by low-hanging fruit.
Well, you know,
low-hanging fruit.
Look at the time.
Well, congratulations on all of your success, and you are it is so well deserved because you are truly talented and entertaining. So
thank you, Dominic.
You are really wonderful. Everyone should go to his TikTok and to his Insta. Congratulations mostly on blowing up enough to be a guest judge on Fixing Famous People, obviously.
Listen, It's an honor to be here. I don't do a lot of podcasts.
I know. I heard there was a lot of haranguing to get you here, and I am thrilled that we broke through whoever else who was going after you. Smartless, Rogan, and us, right? And you guys chose us.
Yeah, and I was just like, you know, thank I just you. Feel comfortable with you both, you know?
Appreciate it.
So you chose Siri. Like, you picked, we gave you the list, and you said, I think Siri would be really funny. And yeah. Dominic, like, famously on this podcast, as you might not know, Dominic fights with Siri on every episode during, like, basically every episode, there's a part where Dominic tries to ask his phone what's happening, and Siri never, ever, ever once has, like, brought came
ever.
Not
ever.
Once.
No. And not just during this podcast, but every 15 to 20 minutes in life outside of the podcast, I am having a full-on argument with her. Which
that's amazing. Well, like, I didn't. I've listened to a couple episodes. So I didn't realize this was like an ongoing, regular, like staple thing for you.
It's a staple thing for Dominic's life. Is really what it is. Okay. This is like this isn't which, just for. We're not doing this for like laughs. Like it really is like Dominic's real life. And okay. He'll send me.
It's
text
a mental
messages.
Imbalance. Is what it on my part. It is an absolute mental imbalance.
He'll send me text messages where that he clearly is like voice to texting me, and he'll be like blah 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 something something, and then the one part of it won't make any sense, and then it'll be and then he'll go, I meant blah 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 Siri fuck.
The most common text I send to people is Siri fuck that up, Siri fuck that, like, and I just, and people understand it, like, and then all of a sudden it makes sense to them why they've just had to read through gibberish. Like, if I text my husband, will you pick up tacos on the way home, Siri hears, my esophagus is in flames, please buy eggnog. And that's what she sends him, and I'm getting angry thinking about it.
I don't know, Dominic, like, have you like looked inward? Like, maybe you need to like enunciate.
I think that's probably it. Do you think this whole episode can go away if I just had proper diction? That would be.
Yeah,
it.
That's how we fix Siri, by fixing you, I think.
So all this to say, Dominic has trouble with Siri. I don't even use Siri because every time I try to ask her for something, it never works. Like, it doesn't matter if I'm asking what, even on this podcast before, we asked how many Grammys do the Beatles have, right? Because we were asking about about Maroon 5, because they have a bunch of Grammys. And we were like, how many Grammys does the Beatles have? And it was just like search results of like
what the Grammys are. It's all like, dumb. Like, yeah, it's all like, dumb. Because to me, Siri is, if you're going to introduce this character into this thing that I interact with more, oh, you fucking bitch, my phone keeps going off because I keep saying her fucking name. Here's the phone. I'm so sick of her right now. She's pulling focus even on the podcast about her. If you're going to put a character in this device that I'm going to interact with more than any other thing or human being in my life for the rest of my life, what I'm expecting is concierge service. I'm expecting it's gonna fuck up once in a while, but not 90% of the time that I'm engaging with it. The only time when Siri doesn't make me angry is, and I will say that she does get directions right most of the time. Like, I don't find myself screaming at her, getting me lost. She always knows where the cops are, where the hazards are. And I do appreciate those moments that I have with her.
Wait, are
outside
you using
of that?
What is this? What are you using Siri for then?
Well, I just pop in the car and I'm like, Siri, take me to, you know, or.
Oh, and it's just
the
then showing you.
She takes me there. Yeah.
So navigation wise, if I was using, cause I don't really like use Siri, but if I'm using Google Maps and the voice that talks to me there, is that still considered Siri? Like, is that under the umbrella of Siri?
I mean, technically,
no,
I think the Google, that's,
no.
the
that's Google,
Google lady. I'm sure
okay.
her name.
Oh,
that's Google
yes.
Assistant.
Right.
It's Google Assistant. So that's like Siri's nemesis.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
They're probably that's
both. Rocky,
that's,
I smell a video coming on of like Siri versus Google Assistant versus Alexa. Like, that is like,
if I can get not, that, if I can get that brand
saying,
funding,
just saying,
I will make this happen.
I want to see who I'm Googling. Who is the voice of Google Maps?
Well, I
think there's multiple.
Yeah. Just like with Siri, there were, I believe, four original voices.
Is that true?
But the one that we are familiar with, her name is Susan Bennett. She's, you know, the female voice that we think of when we think of Siri. And did you know she never got paid for that?
Really?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. So what happened was she basically went into a studio session for just a voice library and did a bunch of voiceover of random sentences to capture basically every sound that the mouth can make. And then Apple used that sound library to create Siri, and there was no agreement or like royalty situation where she would get paid. I know the woman behind the voice, and I'm very passionate about her. I don't know her personally, but I like her story.
Dominic was about to faint.
No. Oh my gosh. I would love to though. But she, for a long time, remained anonymous. And then when she made the decision to say, I'm the voice of Siri, she started to get a lot of like press, interviews, yes, media.
Obviously.
And that's when Apple stopped using her voice and went in an overhaul to make sure that the new Siris were anonymous and did pay the new people who would be the voices of Siri. So it's really like fascinating because it's very relevant to today, especially with what's happening with AI and
the strikes
and everything. Like, I think even though this is a funny premise for an episode, like it is really relevant. So
no, I love how you've modernized it even further. I still think she's a fucking bitch. I don't care about her backstory. No, of course the actor or the voice artist, that's terrible. And there's a very similar story to the woman whose voice is used on TikTok as well.
I have seen her before.
I think I saw a video of hers come up and she was like, "That's me."
Right. Something similar. I don't know if there's any, if anyone's litigious, but she definitely was. She didn't, from what I understand, the TikTok lady did not submit her voice and say, please use this as the voice of all of your TikTok videos. She found out about it. So it's a similar story. She's not, but she acknowledges that it's her, and I don't think that she sued them yet. That is something we should Google.
I have a friend who did a little bit of like a catalog photo shoot as a model and then didn't get the proper paperwork, didn't really know what they were signing. And then they just walk into one of those Halloween stores and they see their face, you know, as like the guy
representing on
the costume. And it's like, I didn't know that this was still being used today. I did that shoot years ago. It's like kind of wild.
Well, that's the other thing is that they can do whatever they want with it. Like that's what all those costumes are. It's just like they put another person's head on top of like whatever body. You do know that I had Siri when it was still an app.
Oh, like Apple, to elaborate. I don't know.
Apple did not create Siri.
Who did?
Hold on.
Really what you should be doing is asking Siri. Hey Siri, who created you? She said, I'm not sure I understand because these are complicated questions. Again, this fucking
can't. It's Susan talking to you there.
Hey Siri, who created you?
Like it says on the box, I was designed by Apple in California.
Okay, that was a read.
Incorrect.
That was a read.
It's a lie.
She's lying. You're a liar. She didn't respond to that.
This says that Adam Chayer is the man behind the curtain. 20 years ago at the nonprofit research institute SRI International, Chayer developed the first prototype for Siri.
So it was an app first.
It was an app. And this is on like truly the iPhone like 2 or 3. Like for real. And it was an app and it was everything that you needed it to be like what it is now, but it was just less good. You know what I mean? It was less like integrated, but you could be like, set me an alarm for this time. Like before we had that on our phone to like talk to it, it would be like, And again, I'm like, what, 22 years old? So like, what a fucking, what alarms am I setting? You know what I mean? Right. I'm not like scheduling meetings with whoever the fuck. Like, I'm a PA that's like barely, I don't even think I was out of college yet. So what am I doing? But I had it on my phone and I remember going back to it and being like, oh, I want to use this assistant. And then I clicked on it at one point. This is months later. And it said, you'll see Siri on like the new iPhone 4 or whatever it was, like whatever the newest iPhone that was going to be coming out was. And that was after Apple bought it. And so the app still existed, but you couldn't basically like,
wow.
Apple takes credit for it, but they did not create Siri at all.
They didn't create it. Wow.
But they did buy her though.
They bought her.
They gave her a job. They gave her the job of the century.
They gave her the job of the century. Like, it needs fixing because it like legitimately just needs fixing because I ask it to do something. It never does the right thing. It never knows what I'm saying. It never, right, correct, Dominic?
All the time. I mean, at least one dozen times a day for me. And she wastes more time because when I ask her a question, she so brazenly like presents a roundabout half answer that I then have to X out of her, pick up my phone, and then just Google it. Like I've already, she's wasting the real estate of my time. And that is why I cannot stand her. And she also, I know she understands what I'm saying. I know that she understands it. And she's just like, I don't know, homophobic or just mean. And she just, she garbles all of it. Every text. I need my hands. I can't be texting all the time. AKA, my hands are just too fat for this keyboard and I cannot. There are more mistakes if I type than if I speak to her, and she fucks it up every time on purpose. Sick of it.
I don't know. I think there's something to be said for like the humanization of that, because like AI is really scary to me. So I kind of like my Siri to be a little bit like us in that way.
Yeah, like not knowing
like
everything we want.
Sometimes you get it right. Sometimes you get it wrong. Sometimes you don't hear what the other person says, so you just say, yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I kind of like that for Siri. I use her one time a day, and that's to tell me the weather for when I walk my dog at like 6:30 in the morning.
And that's your only interaction with her?
I really don't use her. Yeah, I've used her when I've put out, sounds douchey, but like songs or stuff, and I just want to make sure that it's their distribution has worked. I will say like, sure. Siri, play
this, and it's your song.
I just to check on that stuff. But yeah, I don't
can
I
Siri
don't,
find? But again, you need to check on it because you don't know. Because again, she could miss it.
She could
misplace
it. Yeah.
It. She could. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but I'm not like a regular user of Siri. And I think that now it's kind of like when you miss out on a big franchise early on, like Game of Thrones or anything like that. Now I feel like I'm too far behind.
You're too far away, yes.
And now there's so many different voices. And I'm like, I wouldn't even know, you know, what I would want in terms of a voice. Maybe Australian, you know, like it's just such a, it's the world has been totally, the sky has opened with Siri and I don't know how to catch up.
Well, I chose the British female voice because I thought it would soothe me and it has not. Like I wanted a Judi Dench moment. It's much more like drunk Adele, and which I'm
no,
not.
No, it doesn't sound like Adele. He keeps trying to be like, it sounds just like Adele. I'm like, Adele has a Cockney accent. This is not Adele.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey Siri, what is the weather outside?
It's currently clear and 67 degrees. Today's high will be 79 and the low will be 54 degrees.
Okay, so who is that? Elizabeth Hurley, maybe? Is that
not Adele?
Joan
not
Collins.
Adele. Adele would be like,
Adele would be like,
four, babe.
Well, I think, yeah. Adele
Camilla like, Parker looks, Bowles. That's who's in my phone.
It's hot out. It's hot. I think it's rather hot out.
Might need an umbrella.
That's Adele.
Kind of a dreary day.
That's Adele.
I'm going to put you guys doing this.
Should we have a
AI
sound library? Should we do
that.
A sound library?
Your voice is going to be on my phone. I'm going to make it happen.
That's a good
That's how we fix it.
That's a good pitch. Hold on. Do I have to revise my pitch? Because that's a good, it doesn't really fix anything, but it makes it fun.
Well, let me tell you, while you're revising it, let me tell you this story about who I assume is Siri's biggest rival, which would be Alexa.
Yeah, obviously.
At the old Amazon services. A couple of years ago, my mother bought these small Amazon Home devices for like everyone in our family. It was sort of like her her big gift to everybody. They weren't like the giant ones, like the like half size ones, like the size of like two cups of Alexa. But we all, you know, we sat around activating our Alexas, not realizing we're hooking this up to our Amazon accounts, this thing that if you don't shut it off, we'll literally hear everything that goes on.
Excuse me,
everything that goes on in your home. And so it was Christmas and we're all sitting around the table playing cards after dinner. We're getting wasted. My whole family asking Alexa like one filthy, foul question after another. And she's sometimes answering it to the best of her robotic capabilities. And then other times she's like giving the Amazon version of how dare you speak to me like that, blah, blah, blah. Well, the following, I don't know how I got down this rabbit hole, but the following day hungover, I'm looking at Amazon probably to return half the stuff that my mother bought. And as I'm looking through everything, I see an Alexa category. I can't remember exactly. I'm not going to go into my Amazon account now, but whatever you ask Alexa, the Alexa associated with your account, all of that is logged. Like you can find it. You can go on your Amazon account.
Yeah.
And look, now it's not a transcription of the eavesdropping in your home, but if you're like, Alexa, how wide can you make your asshole? Which was an actual question and is attached to my Amazon account. And I can't even tell you the things that my family members were asking their Alexas while we were wasted. Like the most truly like obscene. And we thought it was hilarious at 11:45 on Christmas. And the following day it was horror. And I believe we put them in the fireplace is my recollection. Every one of them. Just like, yeah, that's thing out of our
horrifying.
Lives. I know. But you know, I feel like everybody did that, you know, like you had to, if somebody gives you something and says, this person will answer your questions, like you're going to ask those kinds of questions.
I still do it with Siri.
So, you know, I don't think you're alone there. And I think the real question is like, it's that Black Mirror-y thing of, does this Alexa have the capacity to feel offended by those questions and to feel overwhelmed? I don't know the answer, but maybe. I don't think so at this point, but I think we're certainly headed there.
Well, I'll tell you that Siri makes me feel better about whether or not AI can take
will
over
kill us.
Because
yeah.
She is such a stupid bitch most of the time that yeah, I'm just like, you're an AI I'm not worried about at yeah. all.
That's honestly. What I'm saying. She humanizes it.
Now you're scaring me.
I know.
See, don't you feel better now because you realize you actually love Siri?
No, don't
and,
say this.
And
this
I'm
is
so
my
glad
Black Mirror
that...
episode. Now I'm in it. Joan is not awful.
Uh-oh. I mean, what else is there to say about Siri? What's bad? I mean, remember, Dominic, was this you that I sent this text message to where I was voice to texting you and it truly sent you gobbledygook and it was because my language was set to Italian for some reason?
Yes, was that I you? Think that was me.
It was like
me.
Truly like a Latin like scroll that I sent to Dominic. I went to say like, okay, so what we should do for the podcast is like we should have this person on this week and then this person on this week and then I think we'll be okay. And then it literally was like Veni, Vidi, Vici, blah, 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 blah. Like it was like Bidi, Dolce blah, blah. Vita. Like it was like insane. And I said, I have no idea what that was. It was my first time trying to voice a text and I think my phone was set to Italian. So that's my foray into Siri. On my Apple Watch, which I wear every single day, I had to turn Siri off because if you raised your watch to a certain like degree, it would just immediately open Siri up and it would just be listening to everything you were saying.
I think my husband's done the same thing actually.
Yeah, my boyfriend
whenever he hears like, me yelling, like, he's like, take her off your watch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like if you go to look at your watch, which is like what you do with the watch is look at it. It was like boop boop, and then it was like ready to hear you. And I was like, "What the fuck is that?" Right? I don't know. Not know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, I look at my watch, you're ready to like serve, and then I'm like, "Can you tell me how many Grammys the Beatles has?" And they're like, "Here's search results for the Beatles," and it's like thebeatles.com.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
right.
Yeah.
I hope that as they resolve the SAG after strike, that an option will be that I can pick the celebrity voice who should be Siri on my phone. And I think that it would definitely quell my rage a little bit if I could have, say, Kathleen Turner be the voice of Siri on my phone. That would make me feel fantastic.
I know. I feel like that's a really, I already have my pitch, so I'm not going to change it, but I feel like a good pitch would be like, you can make you, here are the sentences you have to say into your phone that like can turn anyone's voice into Siri. But then again, we are then, that is like careening towards,
well, it's
AI
not,
taking
it's,
over everything.
On AOL many years ago, there was, remember when you would log into AOL and say, hi, you've got mail. And there was a voice that would, that man's voice would say like four or five activities that you needed to do. And there was a period of time where you could do celebrities and Cher was one of them. This is not a bit where it was just like, you would log on instead of saying hello, who'd say, hi, babe, you've got mail. I swear to God.
Wow.
Swear to God.
Wait, Dominic, what was your screen name?
I had so many because I kept getting tossed off all the time for like lewd language or just harassing people in chat rooms. It was all
you were, I knew you were in chat rooms.
I told you, you heard in my act, like I literally got, I was an associate producer at the Maury Povich show and I got their AOL account shut down because I was in M for M chats after hours and saying horrible things to people.
Wow.
Like, you're too old. How dare you talk to me? And I'm like 20 years older now than the people I was talking to then, which is horrific.
Oh my God.
Truly. And it got canceled. And Maury came in one day.
It was like, why the fuck did you?
And was like, Dominic! He screamed across the office. And I was like, I don't know what happened. I'll figure it out. Like, he knew it was my fault.
That is fascinating.
It's so good.
My first screen name was Short Guy 317, and then when I outgrew that, it was Rock Solid 317.
Woo!
And I was both beautiful. I was anything but you know,
both beautiful.
I felt it suited me at the time.
Short Guy 317. Is that your birthday,
yeah,
or was birthday. Your area code? Oh, you're born on St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful.
Wow.
I love a fun birthday like that.
Yeah, it is. It's a fun one.
How do we feel about Siri? Are we whole? Do we feel we're ready to go to the pitches?
I think it's time.
Okay, Rocky, it's time for us to do our pitches. You know your role is you are going to judge who you think is the pitch that will be sent to Tim Cook and Apple to fix Siri.
Okay, I'm ready.
And listeners, I wish I could describe how serious Rocky looks right now. I mean, no one.
I have pictures of my own.
Yeah. Yes, you may give a pitch as well. Like, know that you are allowed to be in this.
Just
arena.
Light suggestions, you know.
No, you can do your own pitch as well.
We'll take it all.
The guests have won before. I'll just say that. Okay.
Okay, great.
But you got to knock it out of the park. You got to knock it out of the park.
Just there's no prize. Don't strain yourself.
More airtime.
Okay, so Siri, also known as Sigrid, no middle name, but Sigrid. Siri, Sigrid. You're welcome, Dominic.
I'm done.
You're welcome. Named after someone named Sigrid. That I googled that and it is real. Siri. The thing that sucks about Siri is that Siri is not connected to the strongest search engine in the world, which is Google. Siri is running on, like, dare I say it, I'm sorry, Rocky, but Safari, probably the worst of all of the internet browsers that are real. Siri is running on Apple Maps, not Google Maps. Siri, the weather app in Apple, like, the worst thing ever, and they bought Dark Skies, the one that I use. So twice now I've bought apps, and then they've been stolen by Apple, and it hasn't helped the weather app at all, like at all. And Apple is too proud to just say, we need to outsource this to Google. They're too proud. So what they're going to do is in under 9,000 million NDA paperwork, whatever the fuck they have to do to like never have Google say this, they are going to make a deal with Google. They're going to pay them a shitload of money, and they are going to launch a new Siri called Magnus, which is a very common Norwegian name, just like Sigrid. And they are basically just going to run all of Google's programs off of Magnus and never tell anyone that it's not. Because all they ever do is just basically try to just run Google, but they don't. They just do it through their own Apple apps, and it sucks. The Google Assistant, people love. I've never heard anyone complain about the Google Assistant. I've never heard hide nor hair about problems with Google Assistant. The other, Alexa's her own problem. What they are going to do is just make Google Assistant available on an iPhone, and it's going to be called Magnus, and none of us are ever going to know that it's real and that it's Google. And they are going to let Siri be like, change my calendar, or like something really stupid so it's still novelty so we can, or maybe it's just you ask questions like that you were doing to your Alexa, Dominic. That can be, Siri can be like that like slutty girl at a bar that you like talk to. Like that's what Siri is on your phone now. And Magnus is where you go for like real business. That is my pitch.
Thank you for your pitch.
Thank you for your pitch.
I'm receiving your pitch.
Thank you.
I'm not going to have anything that's as good as that. And I know sometimes I invalidate.
Dominic,
I'm not, but I'm not. I'm not. No, you say that I invalidate. I don't. I'm not doing that. I don't. I wouldn't.
I beg you every time to do it now because you stopped.
You want
doing
me to
it.
Invalidate this?
Yes, I always want you to. I've said it, and then I said I want you to keep doing it, and you're like, no.
This is my pitch. I do want Siri to have Kathleen Turner's voice. I want her to fuck up. I want her to fuck up more. So when I say, Siri, what's the temperature outside? I want her to say, Michael Douglas is a bag of bones. That's all I want. That's all I want. No, what I do want, my actual pitch. No, that's my actual pitch. I want Siri to just have, that's it. That's it.
Now,
I'm going to sit here and try to think of something more stupid than that, and I'm not. That's my pitch this week. I want Siri to have Kathleen Turner's voice, and when she gets something wrong and starts saying shit to me about Michael Douglas, I want Siri to be improved. I want Siri to get a second chance. This is what I want. I want her to be a self-learning AI. And while she's sassing me as Kathleen Turner, and I say, what's the weather outside? And she gets it wrong and talks about Michael Douglas. While I'm screaming at her, she is secretly correcting herself because I know the technology exists
for that.
I know that it does. I want her to correct herself in real time. I want her to give me the right answer. And then I want her to say, my apologies, Mr. Pupa. That's what I want from her. That's it. I want concierge service. This phone costs $1,500 and I want the person that lives in it, my secretary, to be right at least 50% of the time. I'd like to add to my pitch.
Remember when your whole thing was just Kathleen Turner?
Okay, but now, not only, I'm gonna make going to make it even on. Sweeter
this is
than
beautiful.
That.
I mean, it is.
I'm going to make beautiful. It more difficult for Rocky to make a decision.
This is
here,
I mean, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. Continue.
This is a pitch that's being developed in real time. When, if Siri, shut up! She won't stop talking. I gotta shut her off completely. I hate you so much. Every time Siri gets something wrong, your monthly payment gets reduced.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Why not?
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Now, I'm not taking Kathleen Turner off the table. That's just the hors d'oeuvre. The meal is, what is it like, I don't know, for 3 years you're paying $60 a month or something? I mean, maybe it's a fraction of a penny, but every time she gets something wrong and brings me closer to death with a rise in my blood pressure, I get a half of a penny reduced from my monthly payment. I bet she'll fucking work on the iPhone 15, won't she? Tim? Sigrid?
Timothy Cook? What's Tim Cook's middle name?
What is, like, goddammit? Hey Siri, what is Tim Cook's middle name?
Wait, I just put T in and it said it came up with Twitter with the X. I want to kill myself.
I said, what is Tim Cook's middle name? She said, I think Apple's website should be able to help you with that.
No.
Clearly you're listening and clearly you can F off, Siri. Sigrid.
Sadly, it's Donald.
I'm not sad about that at all.
Timothy Donald Cook.
Timothy Donald Cook.
That's very, I'm like shocked by that answer that she just gave. Like,
yeah,
that's a very simple question.
No, but that's
what
I'm saying.
Read.
Yeah.
But when you put it into Google, it's It's taking it from Wikipedia, but in big bold letters, it says Timothy Donald Cook. Like, it gives you the answer. Like, if
and
I type in
that
how
for so
old
much
is
now.
Yes, how old is Tim Cook? In the Google, like in the drop down search box, it says 62 years old.
Yeah,
like it's giving me the answer before I'm even hitting the enter button to search for it. That's why Magnus needs to exist. Sorry to give a rebuttal, but you know what I mean?
What, like, is this a cross-examination now? Is this a new format?
I don't know. But do you know what I mean? It's like,
you
for
get to horseshoe your pitch around.
The fact that Siri was like, go to a website and find out about this. Like, you can't even tell me what his middle name is. He's your boss.
He made you. He birthed. He's your father. What's your father's middle name, Siri? I wish her name was Mary, because as a homosexual, it would be easier to argue with her. I'd be like, it's your father's middle name, Mary. Like, it just seems better for me. Maybe if I just renamed her.
Mary. Okay, Rocky, you may give your own pitch if you have one. You may talk about it. You can give us notes, like whatever. Tell us what's up.
Okay, I feel like one of these pitches came from the head and one of these pitches came from the heart.
That is not how I thought that was going to end, but I respect what I was thinking and what you actually said.
And, you know, I think I felt more passion coming from Dominic's pitch, and I really do.
Wow.
I mean, the thought of the voice of Kathleen Turner having those kinds of answers, I mean, that is hysterical to me, because it makes it so interactive. It almost makes it feel like a game, which is, I think, would be very appealing as kind of a rebrand, you know, a challenge. It's like when you are able to set those alarms that are puzzles, so you're forced to get up because you have to do the alarm. That's almost what this feels like. Like, you need to work to get her to tell you the answer, and she needs to work to self-correct to give the answer. And so in a way, we're both bettering our communication, and we're, you know, improving our dialogue, all of that. All while being very funny, and at the end of the day, you know, very gay. And I think that this is what I'm leaning towards. And I like the logic behind your pitch, Chris. I'm wondering if you're willing to compromise on the name Magnus.
Sure, but that's not, I mean, if I compromise on the name, that wouldn't be, you wouldn't pick mine. You should pick Dominic's.
I think I'm picking Dominic.
Yes, you should pick Dominic.
But I think, something about the name Magnus, I don't know what it is.
I Googled common Norwegian male names, and it was the first one that came up. And it was also the one that wasn't Jonas, Philip, Eric are all names of people that, like, I know. So
what
it's like Magnus is one.
I
that's
like Jonas.
I know, but I feel like the Jonas brother, like, it comes up in conversation.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Right? I got a lot out of both the pitches. I think that they are very great, and I'm choosing Dominic's for the comedy of it all.
Well, thank and you, the self-correcting, as well as the, like, your monthly payment goes down, is actually, like, genius.
It is brilliant.
That is going to get stolen, because that wasn't the pitch. I was happy to just rest with Kathleen Turner, and then I was what? I want money. I'm a little Karen-y in that way. When I'm annoyed by a product or service I've paid for, I want financial compensation. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Dominic, you're on a roll. I'm like getting wrecked. You're mopping the floor with me. You've won the last five times.
I know. This is my moment. I am the moment right now.
You are the moment.
I am the summer of this podcast, for sure.
Yes.
Also, Rocky, the way that you spoke about my pitch made me sound smart and nuanced, and I'm neither of those things. And I appreciate your read of my idea, because it made me feel like I put the amount of thought into it that you gave. And I'm more convinced that I should have won because of how you just sold it back to me, because I thought I was going to lose.
I'm listening.
And
I'm
I appreciate you really are. Really, you heard things that I didn't know I was
You enunciated very
I'd like
very
to talk
well.
To you about my yeah. marriage and my relationship with my parents as well before this is over.
Yeah, I have time.
This has been so much fun, Rocky. It is so great meeting you. We are fans.
Super
truly,
fans.
We are. And we hope that you'll get some more from the people who've listened to Fixing Famous People this week.
Thank you so much for having me. This was really fun.
Rocky, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram. It's Rocky Patera. You can find me on TikTok, which my username is Rocky's Road. And you can find me on Threads.
Not X.
I just made the switch last night from Twitter to X. I like updated the app and it was very
beautiful.
So that's where I am.
Go watch his videos. Go find the Thanksgiving son and dad. Funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. Bibbidi Topper.
Clear your evening, pour a glass. You're just going to, it's you're one ready of those pages where you're going to be like, oh, I'm going to be here for a minute. And I'm
what you want to get from scrolling through Reels or TikToks, what you wish you would get every time you do that is what his account is. Oh, this is really funny. Oh, this is really funny. I'm serious. I'm not even just buttering. I'm not buttering you up. I'm truly on there and I'll be he is hilarious. Wait, let me go back and watch his older videos because they are so funny and real. And you actually can sing and have talent. You're not just some idiot that thinks that they're funny. That's not.
Right. You're not going to be mad when you watch his content. Correct. You are with so many other people and you know what I mean. And if you don't know what I mean, you're probably listening to the wrong
It's probably
podcast.
You. It's also love, probably you. That's
and
doing
I,
it.
I love when people aren't mad at me, so that means a lot.
Yeah, no one is mad. No one is mad.
My God. Dominic, where can people find you?
My website is domandterry.com, where you'll get linked to my socials at Dominic Pupa. And Chris, where can the people find you?
You can find me at The Chris DeRosa. You can find the show at Fixing Famous People. Please leave a review and let us know who you want us to fix next. Thank you both so much. I wish you well. And as always, where's Shelley? Goodbye.